here. Hello, this is Dick Heaton from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of November 8, 2019. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Our annual Gutterthon and Bake Sale is scheduled for tonight, November the 8th. If you can bake, please bake. If you can't bake, please come prepared to purchase. Also, don't forget your $5 or your change for the cups. The chart is on the back or at the end of these notes. Gerald Parrish is coming to run a 50-50 raffle for us tonight as well. We still have the world's finest chocolate available. We're down to only milk chocolate with almond boxes. Gee, that sounds like a shame. It certainly sounds tasty, though. All of the assorted ones have been claimed. There are 60 bars to the box, and it is $1 per bar. Our target date to have it sold and the money turned in is December the 14th, which is our last night to bowl before the Christmas holiday. If you need some more, please let Sharon know and we can get it to you. And didn't bring it to the alley tonight because I had too much else to carry. Just a reminder, if you owe the league money, you may not bowl until you are paid up. Talk to our treasurer, Francis Council, if you have a problem with funds or if you need to confirm how much you owe. Our policy is 3 weeks in arrears on dues, but if you owe for shirts, candy, or any other items, then you must pay for those. This includes participation in tournaments. Money owed to the league comes out before the tournament entries. We had a great time at the James Benton Memorial CBA Tournament and Shootout last weekend in Wilmington. It was a smaller crowd than usual for the event, but everything went pretty smoothly. I can't list everyone who helped, but in particular, thanks to A.J. Inglesby, Melody Inglesby, Tanya Jones, Terrell Jones, Jeff Tucker, Cynthia Vega, and everyone else who helped with the event. The Outlaws want to thank Kevin Foster for driving down with the rails in his trailer and helping with balls also. And thanks to Sandra Lee Jones, who drove the van and hung out with us for the weekend. We don't have any results. We will announce them, however, when we do. Next up, the ABBA Mail-O-Graphic. We will bowl the ABBA Mail-O-Graphic on December 8. The entry fee is $6 and must be paid tonight, November 8. You must have paid your sanction fees in order to bowl in this event. The Outlaw Christmas Dinner will be held on Saturday, December 14, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh. The dinner is $6 if you purchase in advance, or $8 at the door. Advance tickets will be available on Friday, November 8. Sharon has tickets for the 2020 National Tournament Fundraiser Raffle. You can see her tonight, November 8, to purchase your ticket. She will be going to Cincinnati for the mid-year meeting where the drawing will be held on November 15th. And a hello from Cincinnati. Tanya Koo of the Cincinnati Blind Bowling League is selling raffle tickets as well for the 2020 tournament via mail. All proceeds will help support the ABBA Tournament Fund. Tickets are $5 each. She writes, if you are interested in purchasing one or some, please email me how many you want and a name and address where to mail them. I will send the tickets and you can return the stubs with a check made out to the ABBA Tournament Fund. there will be an envelope in with my return address. The prizes? Well, first one is a three-night stay at the Marriott during the 2020 tournament, and that includes one morning breakfast for two. Second prize, one member's tournament registration fees up to $70 and a $100 gift card. And number three, one member's tournament registration fees up to $70 and a $50 gift card. Send your email to Tanya at tkoo@cinci.rr.com or call 513-291-0065. And a big thank you. The ABBA 2020 Cash Raffle. Hear ye, hear ye. Get your ABBA raffle tickets. The fundraising committee is sponsoring a cash raffle this year. We all love winning cash, and these odds are much better than the lottery. Raffle tickets will be sold for $5 each or five tickets for $20. Two-thirds of the money raised will go to the ABBA General Fund, and one-third will be divided equally between four lucky winners. The more tickets that are sold, the higher the cash prizes. The drawing will be held at the 2020 ABBA tournament in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. Winners do not need to be present to win. Leagues may send in names and addresses of those wanting to participate, along with a check made payable to ABBA, to Janice Urkilla, 5253 42nd Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55417. Call Janice if you have any questions, 612-722-3041. Chances will also be sold at the mid-year meeting in November and at the tournament in May. Remember, you determine the amount of the cash prizes. The more you buy, the higher the prize. If anyone wishes tickets, please email Janice Urkilla at rerkilla@comcast.net. And good luck from the ABBA Fundraising Committee. Side note, Sharon says she will also purchase these tickets for anyone who is interested. Just see her before she leaves for the mid-year and be sure to give her the money. That's a small but important part. Okay, happy birthday in November to Susan Blackwelder, November the 4th, Marjorie Heard, November the 21st, and Shelby Foster on November 29. Hot shots, we've got them for week number 8. Dennis Glenn, 97, Azaria Dowd, 130, Shelby Foster, 131, Albert Roberson, 132, Darwishi Adams, 105, Kaisha Adams, 121, Letitia Adams, 115, Jenna Mack, 133, Mike Blunt, 121, Rochelle Sharp, 132, Lois Sanders, 123, Tommy Simmons, 95, Don Ball, 98, Thelma Crumpler, 136, Ginger Rush, 153, John Watson, 98, Matt Bowers, 124, Brian Lewis, 94, Stephen Sanders, 93, and Linda Lewis, 50. Who has the bye, or what week do I have off? Here's a list of who has a bye for the rest of November and December. 11-8, Team 5, Strike Time. 11-15, Team 1, Sharpshooters. 11-22, Team 9, Hangmen. 12-6, Team 3, Pitbulls. 12-13, Team 10, Rough Riders. Go Raleigh Access is conducting a paratransit customer satisfaction survey to help the agency understand riders and their needs. The information obtained will be recorded as anonymous and kept strictly confidential. The survey will take about 10 minutes. By participating, you will help Go Raleigh Access understand the characteristics and needs of paratransit riders and continue to improve paratransit services. Please click on the following link to go to the survey. https://www.raleighaccess.com/ www.surveymonkey.com/r/59V/C/S/S. If you have any survey-related questions, please contact James Farrell at jfarrell@planningcommunities.com. If you would like to contact Go Raleigh Access for questions and comments, please contact Richard Vinson at richard.vinson, V-I-N-S-O-N, at raleighnc.gov. Fair and accessible housing rights, from disabilities to mental health. There will be a workshop on fair housing at the Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail, Raleigh, North Carolina, on Tuesday, November 19, from 6 until 8:30 p.m. The topics of discussion will include homeownership and accessibilities, disabilities rights in North Carolina, recognizing mental illness, down payment assistance programs. The session is hosted by North State Bank, the Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities, and the Social Action Committee of the Community United Church of Christ. Everyone is welcome to attend. If you need further information, please contact Robert Parrish at 919-616-1606 or via email at robertcparrish7@gmail.com. And Parrish has two R's. Holiday event. It's that time. Insightful Visionaries is holding a holiday concert featuring local performers Donnie Best, Sheena Lewis, Gilbert Thomas, John and Sandy DeLuca, and Tim Snyder on Saturday, December 7 at the Governor Moorhead School Dining Hall, 301 Ash Avenue. Refreshments will be provided from 5 to 6 p.m. and the entertainment will be from 6 until 8 p.m. There will be a Christmas market, door prizes, raffles, a dessert bar, and non-alcoholic beverages. Admission and refreshments are free, but donations will be taken to benefit the Governor Moorhead School students. If you would like more information on the event, you may contact the organizers at the website www.insightfulvisionaries.org, or you may send an email to admin@insightfulvisionaries.org, or you may call them at 919-890-0117. It's now time for Top Tech Tidbits. For this recorded edition of Spare Times, only the titles and descriptions are being read. You can check out the Top Tech Tidbits online to see all of the information available, or you can subscribe to have it come to you via email each week. The website is www.flying-blind.com. They offer classified ads for various pieces of equipment for computers. They offer screen readers, braille displays, and the like, as well as the Top Tech Tidbits. So, here is the latest issue. Android, a positive experience, day 7. Brian Hartken continues to enjoy Android. The blog and Twitter feed contain information about how he has solved and continues to solve difficulties that he encounters. Muse Score accessibility improvements in 3.3. With Muse Score 3.3, blind users are able to read, edit, and create scores with access to almost all program features. A review. Google Maps detailed voice guidance. This review of the new Google Maps accessibility feature comes from a publication we've never cited before, OE Patience. JAWS 2020. This update smoothly passes through the beta cycle, and it was released last week. It features improved convenient OCR and a more versatile JAWS cursor and more. Apple Viz Unlimited. what's new and noteworthy for October 2019. Given that the 1st of October fell on a Friday, this is a little late this month, but it's here every month like clockwork. GTT Program Blog and Resources. This blog from the Canadian Council of the Blind contains some short, informative, top tech-related posts. The Google Home Experience. This new podcast covers lots of ground regarding Google Home. Many of the episodes are linked here. Initial setup of the Nokia 9 Pure View. Here is the information about setup and accessibility of another Android phone. JAWS scripts for TeamSpeak 3.3.0. These scripts have been updated to JAWS 2020. UnboxCast number 42. The IA Cast team unboxes and discusses the stainless steel Series 5 Apple Watch. Music producer technology and more on Eyes on Success. Episode number 1945 discusses technology and techniques for music production. Accessible content in OneDrive and SharePoint Microsoft Webinar. Register for this event to take place on Wednesday, 20 November, from 20 to 2100 GMT. And now the calendar of events. The Wake Federation of the Blind meets regularly at Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh, the second Saturday of each month from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Robert Parrish is the president and may be contacted at 919-616-1606 or by email at robertcparrish7@gmail.com. Parrish has two R's. Please see the Arts Access website at http://www.artsaccessinc.org/ad-performances-shtml for a listing of audio-described performances. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be on Thursday, November 21, from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street in downtown Raleigh. Ricky Scott is the Mayor's Committee Chair. His contact information is telephone number 919-673-8300. And his email address is Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, Scott, with two T's, RickyScott09@gmail.com. Finally, the Raleigh-Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Thursday of each month from 7 until 8:30 p.m. at the Emmanuel Baptist Church located at 2110 Noble Road in Raleigh. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and its activities. Now, folks, it's time for the yum-yums, recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. First up, toffee freezer cookies. Ingredients, 2 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 cup Heath Bar toffee bits, I probably wouldn't get this far because I'd eat the Heath Bar first, but let's continue, 1 cup of sugar, 1 cup, that's 2 sticks of unsalted butter, room temperature, 1 egg at room temperature, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and that is optional. Preparation. Cream together butter and sugar in a large bowl or a mixer. 3 to 4 minutes, or until fluffy and lightened in color. Mix in egg and vanilla extract and beat until incorporated. Then gradually mix in flour and salt, if using, until the dough comes together. If it's too dry, add 1 teaspoon of water at a time until the dough is smooth. Lay out 2 large pieces of plastic wrap on your workstation. Then divide the dough in half and place each half on a piece of plastic wrap. roll each dough half into a long log. Then wrap it tightly in the plastic wrap. Refrigerate for at least 2 hours or until the dough is firm and chilled. Transfer the dough to the freezer if you're going to save it for use later on. When you're ready, preheat your oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit and line a baking sheet with parchment paper. Cut 1/4-inch slices off the cookie log and place it on the tray. Bake for 9 to 10 minutes or until the cookies are lightly browned. Remove them from the oven and serve hot with an exclamation point. Sounds good. We got another one here that sounds like it might be fun too. Coconut chocolate cake. Your ingredients will be for the cake, 1 package of chocolate cake mix. I can handle that. 1 package of instant chocolate pudding mix. Got that too. 4 eggs. 3/4 cup of canola oil. 3/4 cup of water. And 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. For the filling, you're going to need 2 cups of flaked coconut, 1/3 cup sweetened condensed milk, 1/4 teaspoon of almond extract, and 1 can of chocolate frosting. Sounding better and better. The method, or what you do next. In a large bowl, combine the cake mix, pudding mix, eggs, oil, water, and vanilla. Beat that on low speed for 30 seconds. Beat on medium for 2 minutes. Pour 3 cups into a greased and floured 10-inch fluted tube pan. In a small bowl, combine the coconut, the milk, and the extract. Drop by spoonfuls onto the batter. Cover with the remaining batter. Then bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 50 to 60 minutes or until a toothpick inserted near the center comes out clean. Cool for 10 minutes before removing from the pan to a wire rack to cool completely. Then frost with the prepared chocolate frosting. I'm not going to ask about the calories. It's too much fun to ignore them. All right, at the top of this reading, you may recall there was going to be a gutterthon chart for the Raleigh Outlaws, and here it is. If your average is, boom, you will pay, boom, and it will be for whatever. We'll do it like that. So if your average is from 0 to 50, you pay 10 cents for every gutter bowl. 51 to 75, 15 cents for every gutter bowl. 76 to 100, 20 cents for every gutter bowl. 101 to 125, 25 cents for every gutter ball and 5 cents for every open frame. Sounds like it's getting interesting here. 126 to 150, 25 cents for every gutter ball and 10 cents for every open frame. 151 to 175, 25 cents for every gutter ball and 15 cents for every open frame. 176 to 200, 25 cents for every gutter ball and 20 cents for every open frame. And if you get over 200, it's 25 cents for every gutter ball and 25 cents for every open frame. I sense a little progression going on here. But if you don't want to keep up with the change, bills are also acceptable. $5 in the can is considered good. Members are encouraged to participate. You've been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. We hope that you've enjoyed it. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available after a broadcast as a podcast at our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or any comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next time.